Yeah, I suppose this summer and last summer, every year there's trends in what the littering is. Like in 2020, 2021, it was always the masks. This year now, the vapes have become a big thing and you find piles of them. You could find the packaging or you could find piles of the vapes left around the place, and they're on every street, you could say, in town. I suppose a lot of people don't recognise what they are because they look very much like a little highlighter, or they're very attractive, very colourful. So they're not as obvious as cigarette butts or something that you might think is something that's just been dropped. But they are becoming very obvious, and they're very, very difficult to recycle there because there's a battery attached to them. It's the same kind of a battery that goes into a mobile phone or into electric vehicles. So it's very difficult to recycle them. It's very hard to separate them. And I suppose a lot of people don't realise they are classed as electrical waste.
Which I suppose is fair enough and obvious, because it's a lithium battery, and then on top of that, you've got the materials and chemicals used for it. They're potentially hazardous and they pollute the environment.
They are. We're all aware of one-use plastics, like coffee cups, and avoiding using them. The plastic bags are gone pretty much in Ireland. But like, these are a little plastic thing. There's copper metal inside in it, which is very valuable. And then the lithium battery, and like those batteries, we saw it last week in Kildare, where an electric car went up in fire. They're very difficult to put out. So they're actually a hazard when they're put in a normal waste as well.
So is it even something you can bring to your local dump and safely dispose of? Can a disposable vape be safely discarded or gotten rid of?
That's a very good question. The government were doing a consultation over the summer about how to deal with the disposable vapes. They're saying they should be brought back to the shop where they're purchased, because they're electrical waste. Any place that sells them is required to take them back. But after that, then how they're disposed of is a very difficult thing, because they're small, there's tiny parts. It's very hard to separate all the different parts of them. They're a big problem, and it's the same in every country.
And Bridget, it strikes me that, you know, if you buy a disposable vape somewhere because it's electrical waste, they should be getting rid of it. But it's all well and good assuming, you know, that people will bring them back to the shop. But we all know in reality, there's probably not a huge amount of people doing that.
Yeah, it's the same with anything that ends up as litter in the street. People, it's just convenient, just drop it on the ground. You find cans, you find bottles, they're all recyclable, they're all freely. There's bottle banks in every town in the country, but you still find them. So it's a very difficult thing. It's actually very hard to know what solution you could have to it.
And it must be very difficult for yourselves at Kilrush Tidy Towns when you're going around cleaning up. You know, if you're picking up certain things, you know where to bring them or where to get rid of them. It's a pain that you have to do that, and the people are littering, but at least you know where to get rid of them. But when you're finding these disposable vapes, you and the rest of the people at Kilrush Tidy Towns must be scratching your heads wondering, what do we do with them now?
Yeah, and it's even when you pick up litter in the street, like the rule with recycling is clean, dry and squashed or flat or whatever, but all the stuff is soiled that's coming up off the street. There's dirt on it. There's, you know, if it's been a wet day, the cardboard packaging has gone to mush. Like the plastic is still clean, but it is an issue for us. Like, what do we do? The council has been pretty good. They will take the waste from us, the litter that we pick up on the streets, but is it going into landfill then? It can't be separated because, as I said, it's dirty, it's soiled waste. It's not clean or dry, so that's straight out.
Okay, so this is a bit of a head scratcher, and I suppose really the only only solution at the moment is for the people using these disposable vapes to stop dumping them on the ground. And you have Kilrush Tidy Towns posted about this on your social media channels to try and raise awareness. Have you any indication of any kind of reaction to it, be it positive or negative? Or
you get a lot of people saying that they've seen it. We've had a lot of response back from other Tidy Towns groups saying it's also a problem for them, and even Clean Coast groups, that it's washing up in beaches and stuff, that it's anything that lands in the street ends up in the sea eventually, especially, you know, in Kilrush, where you are quite close to the sea. So it's an issue for everybody, and I'd say that's why the consultation was taking place over the summer. There is talks of banning disposable vapes, because there are rechargeable ones available. Most people are using those.
Is that something you'd like to see happen, Bree? Would you like to see, or do you think it's a good idea to ban disposable vapes, or even improve them and make them more environmentally friendly? Or just move people on to, as you say, the standard vapes because they're rechargeable.
Yeah, well, even the battery that goes into the disposable ones is rechargeable. They can be recharged. It's a tiny little battery. It can be recharged up to 300 times. It's just a simple thing. There's no charger socket on them, obviously. But like most people, you see most adults going around and they will have the rechargeable ones. They refill them. I suppose they're cheap. They're easy to get is one thing. But I can see that you will have some form of a ban coming in just because it's another cheap product that is creating waste.
Frustrating. I can tell you're frustrated.
It's this litter is a big part of any tidy town's coop, and there's just certain things that just drive us mad. Cigarette butts, dog poo, you know, it's the stuff you find all the time. Just vapes got to us last weekend because you find it in the same place all the time. You go along, we'll go out on a Monday evening, you'll clean up certain areas, I mean, particularly like down the alleyways or down the laneways would be a big place where you would tend to find them. And you clean it up, and if you walk past it the following day, early on the day, it's full again. It's a constant.
Cigarette butts and particularly dog poo, I can imagine, are not pleasant to deal with. But I'd also imagine that disposable vapes have moved into the number one position of irritants when it comes to litter for Kilrush Tidy Towns.
Yeah, just last week, I think in a small stretch, I was the one who was taking the photographs. There was 3-4 different packages. There was more than 3 or 4 packages along there, but it was just 3 or 4 different ones that I spotted. And I said, here, I'm going to take it, highlight it, and see will it make a difference.
How hopeful are you, Breed, that you know, raising awareness of this on your social media channels, we're talking about it on air, that people will take notice and that you'll see some sort of reduction in the littering of disposable vapes in Kilrush?
You'd be hopeful that it'll make some impact, because in a lot of ways, people don't realise. I didn't know myself how that they're not recyclable, that it was a lithium battery that's in it. And it's only by letting people know what's in it. I didn't know it could be they were supposed to be returned to the retailer. Like, if people don't know this, they're not going to do it.